Oh, hello, this is Jay Nemerow. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode 609, and whoo, it's windy out there. It's windy out there in Hades. I mean, paradise. I'm actually in Mora, which is not Hades at all. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Love to get my wife to agree to move out here, but for several reasons, it probably isn't going to happen. Sad to say. Although, oh, it would be wonderful if it could. But it isn't going to. Let me cut some of the noise here. We're making these recordings. I'm sorry. These are some good recordings. These are for the best of type of places. If you ever listen to talk radio, for instance, you know, they talk about the monologue. Rush Limbaugh talks about the monologue. That's all I do is a monologue. Nobody calls in, you know. Frankly, I don't have a kind of setup while I'm sitting in my car to allow people to call in, particularly. I guess I could kind of rig up something through the cell phone, but yeah, it's too much effort, and I find it's getting difficult to explain these things to people. So, anyway, I'm talking a lot about, you know, I really don't know what to call it, real marriage, real, we talked about childishness, which actually ends up being lifelong childlike selfishness, I think is really kind of the better term for it, and how destructive these things are to our society. If you have just too many selfish people who don't look out for others, and I mean no others, then things start falling apart. Marriage doesn't work without a lot of selflessness. The fact of putting somebody else ahead of yourself, that's the very crux of it. If you don't have that marriage isn't going to last long, or it isn't really going to end up being much of a marriage. I mean, they may technically stay together. They may technically do, you know, have a few things together, but you won't be seeing them together happily very often because they're off, you know, doing whatever it is they want to do, typically, separately. Not often together at all. I think you see that in Hollywood so much, it's disgusting. You know, you're constantly seeing people going off, working separately, going in different directions. I feel bad for the kids, of course. Now, after the whole childishness thing that I was talking about in the last episode, you might say, "Boy, it sounds like you don't care at all about kids. You should, you know, people shouldn't even have kids." And that's not true. I have six of them, and I'm glad. I'm happy that I have these children in my life. But the whole point is the focus, and I guess that's what this episode is going to be about. What is the purpose of having children? Is it so you can rain down gifts and stuff like that? I used to work with teens who were pregnant and who had decided probably to have their child, And when you see that, you see that it wasn't just in the conception that was kind of a selfish act, which usually was. It was mostly about getting pleasure and having sex. And the whole point that she got pregnant was somewhat of either a surprise or a mistake. You know, so you can look at it that way and say, oh yeah, well that was selfishness. Our society makes the mistake that once this kid gets there, once this kid gets there, you're all of a sudden tied up in what would be considered a very new black, you know, I'm going to take responsibility for this child, which is kind of stupid. That is your next step in selfishness. It's almost like you add selfish on top of selfish. We, you know, our society tries to paint this as such a wonderful thing. Oh, she's going to take care of the kid herself. She's trying to redeem herself from her mistake. And you're going, no, you're not. It's yet another selfish act, you know. And then she might even say, I'm doing this for the kid since it has nothing to do with the child. If people were worried about the child, we'd be getting this child up for adoption, getting them as far away from these irresponsible people as we could possibly get. Now, I don't want to get weird about that, because people will start wanting to set up litmus tests for when it's appropriate to be a parent, when you're allowed to have sex, and I think that's a bad idea, because I don't think we will ever come up with anything good, and by and large, it will be a huge campaign put into the hands of zero population fanatics to just get rid of all childbirth, basically kill off the entire population, except those people who are irresponsible and stupid and who are not law-abiding at that point. That's the only people who end up having kids, you know. It's like, if you take away all the guns, the only people who have guns are criminals. You know, well, cops. And you go, well, and your point is, the people won't have them. It'll be criminals and cops. We'll be having two rival gangs going after each other. You know, the fact that the cops may or may not be working in your own interest is totally irrelevant. They will just essentially be another gang. You know, just happen to be a gang that works for the interests of government. It's never about you. That's true in school. That's true in every institution. You know, it's the institution that gets protected, not you. So, you know, if they do anything good for you at all, you should be grateful. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that particular tangent. So these girls would come in, you know, and I wouldn't give them noble. I wouldn't give them noble. I mean, I wouldn't be mean to them. I try not to be mean. I'm not doing a good job because I think I won awards my second year for having the most people signed on to the program, to WIC. You know, the best counties in the state. I'm not sure I had the best, but I had some pretty good performers. And it was mostly because I treated them nice, you know. Now, that wasn't because I respected them or I thought what they were doing was noble. I thought it was silly. You know, you know, grandma is going to raise this child, or a combination of mom and grandma, we're going to try while mom tried to finish up school and maybe go to college. I'm not saying that good outcomes can't come from this stuff. I'm just saying that it's foolishness. And it's basically selfishness, you know. People don't want to be embarrassed. Giving your child up for adoption is the ultimate embarrassment. It is the ultimate admission that, number one, you did something wrong, and number two, you're really incapable of fixing the problem. And honestly, I think that's the only noble thing to do. If you're thinking about the children, you know, that's the thing you should do. I'm an irresponsible person. I can't seem to keep my legs crossed or keep my penis out of somebody else's vagina. So I certainly shouldn't be given any parental rights over this kid. Now we don't want to get crazy about that for the sole reason that, you know, you don't want to get licensing, you don't want to get things like that. Weird social initiatives that basically say nobody can have kids unless we authorize it, and all of a sudden it will become a political issue. Only Republicans or only Democrats at a certain time will be allowed to have children, will have a license to have them, you know. And boy, does that sound smack of totalitarianism. Oh, horribly! We don't want to get there. So you don't want to do that. So is there really a legislative societal solution to our problem? The answer is no. The only solution to the problem is, number one, that we have to teach people from the very beginning not to be selfish, not to be twisting things into something twisting bad things into something that's supposed to look good. Aren't I noble that I am taking responsibility for my actions? No! That's not noble at all! Absolutely not. Because other lives are involved. And when you, who made bad decisions, want to try to fix things on the back of a poor child, I think that's wrong. Give up that child for adoption, and then at some later date, hopefully you'll be more responsible, hopefully you'll be a little smarter, hopefully you'll do things in the right order, and then that's wonderful. I know it's embarrassing, I know it's something that we don't want to talk about. In our society, sickeningly enough, it's become much more socially acceptable to say, no, I'm going to keep my child. You know, this isn't, I will prove to people that this wasn't a mistake. I never made a mistake. I'm glad I had sex with that guy. And I'm glad I produced this child. And you're going, you know what? That is a height of selfishness. You know, not that everybody should be giving up their children for adoption because we're obviously not capable of handling it. Many people are. Many people rise to that challenge. The problem is that we're always constantly doing things in the wrong order, and who suffer for it? Children. You know, the last people that should have to be suffering for anything are these kids. And I'm not saying let's take the kids away from those people who are irresponsible. We can't really say that. Because, you know what? Just by casual observation, I can't make the determination as if a couple is going to be good parents to a kid or not. You can't really do that from casual observation. There's many people who would love to try. But honestly, It seems a bad move. Don't get caught up in that thinking, because it will. It'll ultimately cause huge problems. And for good reason. Golly. Then there's talk of all of a sudden what's appropriate, and you know, well, people who believe this religion, for instance, shouldn't be allowed to have children because we don't think those kind of teachings are appropriate in our society. Therefore, you will not be allowed to have children. You know, and you don't do that. We aren't mature enough as a culture, as a society, to judge that. We're too much trying to slant things to our own self-interest and making us look good or making us richer, you know. So you can't leave that stuff to culture or society, and certainly not its weird, twisted up mutant of an agent, the government. You can't leave that to any of those people. It's dangerous enough that we have that we have child welfare in the first place. Because, you know, that's normally a hideout for people who would love to intervene into every single family and make them all look a certain way, a way that they think is acceptable and okay. And I know that I would be the first one to take a hit. Oh no, he's Zenith/autistic/HDHD. We should actually, you know, surgically alter him so he can never have children. If they're kind, maybe they'll let me have, you know, pleasant sexual encounters. But, oh, no, they would definitely try to sterilize me, take away the fact that I can procreate, which would be a sad state because not in a selfish way for me, but I think I've done a wonderful job with my kids. I think my kids are special and wonderful and are doing great. And those kids wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be their father, you know, if these forces were allowed to run their course. I would be one of the first ones to say, oh, no, he's dangerous. we must sterilize him. Stop him from procreating. You know, he's got crazy ideas. He'll probably pass those crazy ideas on to his kids. So I'm grateful, for one, that isn't happening now, and work toward the fact that it isn't going to happen in the future. And when they try, you know, we've got to paint that ugly picture on how it might be if we get that about the Dragoons busting down your door and going into your house and having this weird instrument where they can just instantly sterilize anybody they see. And, you know, you'll have your neighbors snitching on you for the purpose that you will be sterilized, you know, so that the world will be a safer place, not for everybody, but for them, because they don't like you and they don't like your kind, you know. If you have a problem with racism, with ethnic cleansing, if you've ever been really abhorred by that, trust me, you know, it would get a lot worse if we were to give that kind of power to some instrument like the government. Oh, God. This wasn't what I want to talk about at all. But here it is, and I'm throwing it out there. I'm throwing it out there. I guess that's one of the reasons why I got away from the professional do-gooder thing. It's inherently dangerous by its nature. By its nature, it only allows for a one-size-fits-all sort of thing. We kind of play around trying to be all culturally sensitive and to allow diversity. But really, when you go along that mindset, you're ultimately going to get rid of cultural sensitivity and diversity in favor of, well, this is just the simplest and most practical way to solve the problem. You know, it's like saying, hey, our prisons are full of, you know, 80% of the prison population is black. The simplest thing to do would be to exterminate black people, and that would solve a lot of your prison crowding problem that you're trying to solve. It's a hideous, hideous, wicked, nasty idea. I seem to recall somebody got censured for saying such a thing, but it's logical given the way people behave, given the way, if you let government work it over, they're going to ultimately go in this direction whenever they can. You know, and I guess that's why it's good that there's certain districts that almost seem completely black, and that you need to make sure that there's some representation of that group, because if there ever wasn't, they would all just be gassed or something. And that's horrible. I'm not saying that's the solution to the problem. What you just have to ultimately say is, you know what, there's always going to be a problem. And we're not going to fix it to the point to where we're not really ever going to try. I think there's a lot of places where that ends up being the answer, is we're not going to address that. You know, we're not going to get into that. It's not government's role. And I think you need a pretty long laundry list of things that aren't government's role. In fact, the simpler thing to do, which they probably should have done in the Constitution, instead of saying what government wasn't supposed to get into, you should probably delineate a short list of what government can get involved with. And everything else would be off limits. Everything else would be left up to individual people to handle on their own. And I know that's troublesome to a lot of people, because you see a lot of irresponsibility. Some of that irresponsibility, actually probably quite a bit of it, was caused by the fact that, you know, bigger people could interject through legislation and laws to make people do what would be considered the responsible thing. And when you do that, when people are forced to behave a certain way, I'm sorry, that sets up a weird, sick trend of irresponsibility. That's part of the whole thing about being childish, spending a life of childishness. That's where you get the 40-year-old people who spend the bulk of their time playing video games or getting in social networking chat rooms, Second Life. You can look at 500 different ways, but that's what drives those things. People that have been encouraged to stay children for as long as they possibly can. You know, their parents make enough money to support themselves and their 40-year-old child that can't seem to, you know, it isn't a question of can't seem to grow up, has no intention of growing up, has no interest in it, wants to go out clubbing all the time, like some 17, 18, 19-year-old. It's inappropriate for those people to be doing that. And it just gets more inappropriate the older they get. I know the club owners love it. I know the drink makers love it. I know the bartenders love it. Because it's a steady stream of income for those people. The more people they can get to behave like that, the better off it all is. The more drunk, stupid, sexed up, screen-oriented TV and video game screen-oriented, computer screen-oriented, these people become, the happier the marketers are, becomes an easy group to fleece, you know, becomes a group that buys on impulse because they have this pool of money and they don't really, you know, and it's disposable. They don't need it to eat, to provide food, shelter, clothing. They don't need all that. So they can spend it pretty willy-nilly just according to how they feel. You know, when our media, when most of your shows have nothing to do with real family life, which I'm sorry, can be quite boring, at least when you're watching it as an outsider, it's much more interesting to watch a bunch of semi-affected love triangle or rectangle drenched nymphomaniacs. That's a whole lot more fun to watch. And so that's what TV ends up being just inundated with. You know, to the point to where marriage and family life seems silly and dumb. You know, why would you waste all of your precious excess money on that? You know, if you want some companionship, why don't you buy a dog? You know, get a little one that doesn't eat much food, you know, neuter it so it doesn't have any of those pesky needs in life, rip out the little guy's vocal cords so he doesn't bark, and then you'll have the perfect little companion that does everything you want, and when he doesn't behave exactly how you want, you spank it until it does. You know, just like, you know, it's just like, and unfortunately, that's, when we talk about the selfishness of parents sometimes, that's what we often end up doing. They're, you know, parents who treat their children like some kind of weird, twisted pet. And when they're hard to deal with, well, they just, you know, they just block them out or walk away or send them out to go play in the street or whatever. Oh, I would never do that. And you go, you know what? Especially when they're 20 years old and their kid's 2 years old. They don't have a clue what they're going to do. You know, right now their kid is cute. It's almost like a little dog. Oh, we're going to dress it up in little clothes, and it's going to be so cute. And I'll put him in the stroller, and I'll stroll them around, and it'll be so cute and wonderful. And then when they get a little bit older, and they're actually... See, now, two is a bad thing. I'm indicating the fact that I'm not using good child development here. When they're younger than that, and they're just cute little babies, and everybody just kind of fawns all over it. And, of course, that mother gets to get some edges of that fawning. And, of course, this poor child has to depend on this childlike parent for all their needs. There becomes this weird kind of dependency thing, and that's where you get these weird, weird, weird kids. And I don't mean weird as in they get some pretty crazy ideas. That's okay. I don't mind creativity. What I do mind is people that are so emotionally screwed up, you know, people who have to have their mothers around all the time. Why? Because it's been the only relationship they've really been allowed. No, I don't want you to go out there. There's evil people out there. And you go, oh, yeah, that's a possibility. But you can't take care of your child's needs unless they stay a child forever. Now, you can try to twist them into doing that. You know, I'm going to make sure my child never grows up. I want to make sure that my child's always dependent upon me. Sick, 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 sick. That's what I'm talking about, sick, twisted, demented. You know, you didn't have kids to make them into adults and be able to propagate and do things like that. That wasn't why you had that kid. You had that, you know, at first you probably had that kid because it was a mistake. Then after that, it became your ticket to being treated like an adult, even though you certainly don't behave like one. You know? When you go, God, I'm so tired of taking care of this kid, I need some time away, and go out and go clubbing, you know, and get massively drunk or massively strung out on drugs like you never would have when you were younger, because you've got, oh, you just got so many more problems to handle. And so, no, you don't. So you're getting upset because this little toy, this little accoutrement, this plaything that you used to have is starting to have bigger needs. And you don't know what to do with them. And I'm not saying that all parents are going to, you know, all good parents are going to intuitively know what to do. But, you know, it's like I said, you know, you really can't know how good somebody's going to be or not. And I'm not saying that all these single parents or all these teen parents are going to be crappy. You know, of course, if you were to go strictly by statistics, they probably would be. You know, and I don't want to be the one to go by statistics, because statistics are often wrong. Statistics are often slanted toward one person's attitude or another's. Just to try to get some, you know, try to get some funding, try to make some kind of a point that may or may not be true. You know, it just ends up being a whole slew of just junk. Anyway, so there I am. That's just my take on all this stuff. And I've reached the end of my journey, sort of, and this was a weird one. I apologize. It probably won't be the best of at all. Some of the ones before will be. But this one probably won't be. Certainly just kind of getting stuff off my chest. But also just saying, you know what? You can't predict how things are going to turn out, so you can't legislate to try to prevent it. You know, we must kill off all teen pregnancy. And you go, in doing that, you'll destroy more than you ever intended. And so that's why I'm kind of a libertarian. I kind of say, you know what, hands off. You know, if kids want to have kids and raise their own kids, feel free. You know, people say, oh, but we have to help those little kiddies. And you go, you know what? No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't have to. You might be able to convince that parent by, you know, carrot or stick, clubber sugar, to try and get them to hand over their kid and all rights to it. I would much rather go in that direction than try to find some governmental way to quote unquote solve a problem. That's usually dangerous, and I wouldn't do that. I would be much more about let's go around and offer to take these kids away from these parents, especially when that kid gets old enough that the parents start losing interest. You know, they aren't cute little dress-up dolls. You know, they aren't cute little accoutrements to try and say, oh, well, yeah, I have my three kids now, and it's like, ooh, I got to get one up on her. I'm going to go get knocked up so I can have a fourth. You know, selfishness. Childishness, selfishness, they go together. I don't think there is any kind of Geiger counter to tell you when you're in the presence of that kind of person. And, you know, people say, oh, but we have to do something for those kids. We have to put some law into place so we can take those kids away from these stupid people. And you go, no, you can't. All you can hope to do is to persuade them. Say, I will take your kid off your hands if you'll just walk away clean and never do anything again. Of course, most people won't do that for the simple reason that they're selfish. Or they're really needy, and that kid is fulfilling, in at least in some way, a little bit of that need. It's selfish, it's stupid, but there it is. Now, I can't say that because my kids fulfill needs in me, but hopefully it's mostly me giving and me providing and me helping them get to the point to where they can do what I do. They can become a parent, and hopefully a better one than I am. I want my children to get better. I want them to avoid the pitfalls that I fell into, so I'm going to try to help them know what those pitfalls are and what I would do if given it again. Anyway, and try to keep those communication lines open between me and my kids so that when there is tough stuff, they'll want to talk to me. They'll want to have my advice, and hopefully my advice is worthwhile. I hope so. We'll find out. Well, this is Jay Nemro, and it's time to stop. This has been episode 609. Pretty tricky one, interesting. Got upset about several things. And I guess with the accumulation of all these things, you'll figure out what constitutes Jay. Maybe what it means to be a Zenith-type person, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? And that's it. This is Jay Nemro, episode 609. Have a great day.